Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Hey, welcome to the show. Adam Schefter, our NFL insider from ESPN, joins us courtesy of your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. Adam, in terms of the Antonio Brown case, we are curious and wondering why collusion sounds like too much, but how much of this was put on just to get out of Oakland? How much did Drew Rosenhaus know in terms of the interest of the Patriots? Or was this all just an organic thing and we should take off our tinfoil hats?
Well, listen, I think that Drew Rosenhaus is smart enough to know that as this is unfolding in Oakland and as his days are growing short, he knows what teams showed interest back in March. And back in March, the Steelers had a rule that there were four teams that they would not trade Antonio Brown to. Four teams. They wouldn't trade him to the three AFC North teams, and they wouldn't trade him to the New England Patriots. Mm. And as much as the Patriots were willing to offer, and Mort, my colleague, said on Sunday that the Patriots were willing to offer a first-round pick for him back in March, at that point in time, Pittsburgh didn't want their first. They would rather have had a third and a fifth from Oakland. And when the Patriots fell through and other teams fell through, really the only landing spot for Antonio Brown was the Oakland Raiders. And that was not a place that he chose, nor that he wanted to go. And I don't think he was asked about being sent to Oakland. And so you had a situation where he goes to Oakland, and then I think he saw the situation unfolding. I don't think he liked it there. I don't think he liked the offense there. I don't think he liked a lot of things there. And the longer it went on, and the more they challenged him, the more he challenged back. And so you're saying to me, was this – no, but I do think that Drew doing his job is calling around and saying to teams, okay, if my guy washes out there, are you interested? Yes. Okay. Look, I know that we'll have interest from New England. I know we'll have interest from Seattle. I know we'll have interest maybe from others. So that when he's finally released, he's an idea. Now, maybe it's further advanced. Okay. I'm a little naive. Maybe the deal, for all we know, is in place. I'm not going to say it is. I really don't know. He's got an idea of where he's going to send his guy. He's going to get released. And I think Antonio Brown knows the teams that are going to be interested in him once he gets released.
Adam, some of the fallout with Antonio Brown signing with the Patriots is that the Patriots today, you tweeted out that they've dealt Demaryius Thomas, former Bronco, to the Jets. Interesting that they traded within their division.
Well, you know, listen, Tom, I think that their wide receiver room had looked remarkably different from the time that it began in the draft. And it's a situation where their receivers, if you go back to the draft, their best receiver is Julian Edelman. There was no Josh Gordon. There was no Antonio Brown. There was no Jacoby Myers. They've really upgraded that room quite a bit in whatever it is. Last month, I mean, Josh Gordon came back in the summer. Antonio Brown's picked up later in the summer. And so they've added some big-time weapons for Tom Brady here. And look, they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers by 30 the other night. And now they're adding Antonio Brown. Like, okay, that's the Patriot way. So there really wasn't a spot for Demaryius Thomas. So they got back a sixth-round pick in 2021 for the Jets today. And I don't think they care they're trading him in the division. You think that they're worried about the Jets catching them with 33-year-old wide receiver right now? I don't think. I think what's interesting is that interesting to me about this. Number one, it now means that Bill Belichick has made a trade with every single team in the NFL as the Patriots head coach, and it represents the first trade that the Jets and Patriots have made since the Jets traded Bill Belichick to the Patriots in 2000.
That's funny. Odell Beckham Jr. and his watch. So,
you know, before you even ask me that, Tom used to wear a watch like that during games.
Oh, absolutely. I need to know when 5:15 was when the game was over.
Tom wasn't wearing a $190,000 watch. He was wearing a Swatch. It was a whole different thing. It was back in eighth grade. But Sure, a lot of people wear like houses on their wrist. But there seems to be a weird technicality here if it's made of metal or plastic. I guess he could get away with this. Is that right?
Very odd. Reggie Rowe used a Timex deal. He had a Timex deal. I don't think the value of Timex was anything close to whatever the name of this one was. It was about around $250,000 that he's wearing. And look, honestly, if they had gone out and won the game and he had, I don't think anybody would talk about it, maybe. Maybe they would. They would laugh about it. But the fact they lost and looked so undisciplined, and had 18 penalties, 182 yards, and now your star player, who else was wearing walks, like, it's different. It's different. I said, in the 16 years that I covered the Broncos, I don't remember Tom Nalen or Gary Zimmerman or Brian Aviv wearing a watch. I might have missed something. I might have missed the big story back then.
Yeah.
But I don't remember that.
But doesn't it, you mentioned Reggie Roby. He was a punter. This is a wide receiver. Yeah. And couldn't it pose, if it were to get hit, and pose a danger for someone tackling him, like cut them?
You would think so, right? I don't know how this watch is made. Maybe it's some kind of soft leather. I've never tried on a $250,000 watch in my life.
I didn't know there were such things.
Well, you guys aren't familiar with the Richard Mill Mile watch. By the way, he does not endorse this watch. He says he just wears it all the time, including in the shower. He's not a spokesperson for it. It's not an endorsement. Dude just loves this watch.
Yeah, if you think that he was just wearing that out of the good of his heart.
There you go. There's the cynical Adam Schefter right there. There you go.
So you think he was just wearing that they didn't gift him it or have a deal? Okay, D-Man.
All right.
And Drew Rosenhaus had no idea.
No, we understand the world now. All right, thank you, Adam. It's great to have you on, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, we didn't even talk about the game.
Oh, man, well, do you have something to say about the game? Well, what would you say about that game last night?
Zero quarterback pressure. Right. Zero quarterback hits. Mm-hmm. I mean, wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, wow. We've already nicknamed Bradley Chubb and Von Miller the milk carton kids today, so we're on top of that. So
and not against the great offensive line, against an offensive line that was missing Gabe Jackson and Richie Incognito.
Yeah, but I thought that Trent Brown is a massive tackle and Von would have problems with him.
Well, let me say this: Trent Brown, when the Niners were trading him, I remember the Niners telling me that he was as good a pass protector as there was in the league.
And yet the Patriots got him for like a fifth rounder, right?
Amazing.
Yeah, well, his contract was coming up, and there were questions about his work ethic. That was the issue. But, again, his talent and skill as a pass protector, elite. So, last night, I mean, hey, there's a reason they made him at that time the highest paid tackle in the game, because that's what he does. And that's what they needed him to do. He neutralized Von Miller last night.
We're digging all into it, Adam. We needed, a break, to be quite honest.
Let's talk watches.
Right.
We want to talk Antonio Brown and watches. Seriously.
Right.
Last couple of words. Time's up.
Time's up. Okay. Thank you, Adam. We'll talk to you later. It's Adam Schefter, courtesy of our Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.